Welcome to The Manager's Desk. I'm Brett Gibson. Well, today we wrap up my story of how God brought me here to the voice of the Master and the fulfillment of this much larger master plan that we've been talking about this week. So to recap, yesterday we talked about my wife Tina's heart being changed and being willing to move here. Then, how shortly after I started in January of 2024, Ken and I got to talking about my days at 89.5 Duluth. As Ken and I reminisced about our years in radio, I mentioned to Ken that I'd really hoped that maybe someday I could do ministry in the Twin Ports area again. See, certainly there were some moments, you know, before coming here to the Voice of the Master where I questioned God about why he would have us do all that hard work that we did in Duluth only to basically have it end. And that's when I also mentioned to Ken that I believed that the 89.5 signal might still be for sale. Well, we both thought, how cool would it be for God to bring the 89.5 ministry here? So we started thinking about that. Could it really seriously be what God would want? Ken says, well, let's find out. So Ken takes it upon himself to once again make a call to people that he knew at the other ministry that owned the station at the time, and he asked if they might be interested in selling it to us. Well, that call led to a few more conversations with me, Manager Mike, and that other ministry, and before long, we had a basic agreement to buy the station on paper. Then after talking with our board, we felt like God was moving to expand our ministry into the Twin Ports. You know, I have to admit, I was in tears when the board enthusiastically and unanimously voted for the station. I was so excited to have our ministry come to the Twin Ports area and continue all the work that was started on that signal all those years before. I was thinking about all the people that came before me even there. Well, then spring ahead to last year, Manager Mike and I got to talking more and more about my previous station management experience and his timeline for retiring as manager. And Mike says to me, you know, Brett, I don't think God necessarily brought us a chief engineer when you came. I think he brought my replacement. And that's when it all hit me. From the first phone call with Ken to my wife's heart changing, coming to the voice of the Master, God had a plan that I could never have come up with or dreamed of. He has restored so many things in my life, and I'm absolutely in awe. I couldn't be more humbled to be taking over for Mike in a few months here, and I'm so thankful for our new Duluth Signal being a part of the family as well. But I'm especially humbled and honored by your support that has made it all possible. Without you, none of this would have happened. So I simply say thank you, Voice of the Master family. Hey, have a great weekend, and I'll see you tomorrow here on The Manager's Desk. On behalf of Mike Cornell, I'm Brett Gibson.